The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. This is Todd Starnes, and we are broadcasting from our fortified bunker here in Memphis, Tennessee, at our flagship radio station. Wow. It's a weird day, and we got a lot of news to talk about. We're following a couple of breaking stories, of course. It looks as though the folks over in the UK are on death watch. Queen Elizabeth not doing well. And we're gonna be following that story. Any kind of breaking news about the Queen, we will share that information with you. It's a sad story, but what a great life she's lived. And the woman is a very devout follower of our Lord, was a close personal friend of the late Billy Graham, and was one of those really people in world history that truly shaped generations of British people all over the world. And so we're going to be following those developments. The latest there, we understand, is that the royal family has been summoned to the castle. They're not at Buckingham Palace. I believe they're in Scotland. And we'll keep you updated on that story. So look, last night I was, or yesterday afternoon at the show, I was thinking to myself, and where's Grace Baker at? Grace, I was thinking to myself, you know, the show just can't always be about Memphis. And for the past couple of days, it's been about Memphis.
It has been very Memphis-centric.
And I really have been torn about that because there are so many things happening across America, but this is the top national news story.
Yes.
It's on every news channel, and I felt obligated to talk about it. Only because what's happening here is going to happen in your town, in your community, if you don't pay very close attention to who your district attorney is.
I mean, it's a microcosm of what can happen to anywhere. So that's why it's so important.
I got the call late yesterday afternoon that there was a gunman, and he was literally driving around Memphis, Tennessee. He had a gun, and he had a smartphone. And he was broadcasting on Facebook Live these horrific shootings all over the city, just random people. There's one video. This guy walks into an auto zone and just shoots the first person that he sees. And it doesn't matter. It didn't matter if that person had a concealed carry permit. It didn't matter. It was just you didn't have time to react. It's just you're gone. Fortunately, that person survived, suffered serious injuries. But I think the latest numbers, and these are still fluid, they're saying, what, 7 people shot, 4 yes. people killed, and there were at least 8 different crime scenes. So while all of this was happening, I was rushing to the station, and Grace, I was trying to reach you, and you wouldn't answer your phone, and I was a little nervous. I was concerned.
I'm sorry.
I thought that you don't know what to think. But people were getting shot all over the city. They literally put the entire city on a lockdown.
Yep.
Have you ever heard of something like that?
That has not happened in my lifetime that I can recall. Besides if it was like really bad weather and like, hey, stay home because Memphians can't drive on ice. You
tornadoes
know?
Or ice storms or tropical storms that come up the river. Yeah, I mean, that kind of stuff happens. 1.3 million people, and we had the huge county fair, thousands of people there. They locked down the fair.
It's a Wednesday night. There's church going on. My family was at church.
I got a couple of messages from people. One of the guys said, he told me, I have my gun. I'm rushing to the church to pick up my wife and my kid. There was a city councilman who came on KWAM's extended coverage. And folks, many of you may know, some may not, that I own KWAM, the news talk station. And, you know, when stuff happens, even if it's not during the national show hours, I come in and, you know, we do what needs to be done to get that information out to people. That's what radio is all about.
Yes.
And it's the only opportunity that citizens have to be a part of the coverage, calling in and letting people know what's happening. And that's one of the reasons why I love talk radio so much, is because there's a connection, a personal connection between what's happening in the studio and what's happening out there in the community.
I mean, we had callers from all over the county giving us a call and updating us about their area, which we were very appreciative of.
So I'm here by myself, you know, and people are trying to get here, and it was so dangerous. Yeah. That was the issue. And then you show up, and I was a little upset with you, Grace. I'm like, why would you put your life in danger?
Can I tell you what I was doing before that? I was at a freaking dog club meeting without Merlot, so it was just me, fortunately, and I was there at the meeting, and my phone starts going off, and I run out of the meeting, and I call y'all, and I'm like, do y'all need help? And it was like, yes, and then I was already near the station, but I thought, I'm not taking the interstate, so I took the back road.
Oh, that guy was shooting on the interstate? He was shooting on the roads, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, why is Grace Baker coming here? She needs to be saved. You know, Ben Dieter, the news guy, he's expendable. We can replace Dieter. We can't replace Grace Baker.
Yeah,
Was Dieter in the control room?
Yeah.
Oh, my apologies.
I called my mom, and I was like, yeah, I'm driving around town on the way to the station. And she's like, you're doing what? And I was like, duty calls.
So we're taking calls. A city councilman called, and we said, councilman, what are you doing right what now? To explain to us where you are and what you're doing. He said, I'm sitting in my home, locked in my home with my wife and my daughter, and I have a pistol in my lap. That's the reality in Memphis, Tennessee. And as horrible as it was, as terrifying as it was for people last night in this city, and it, folks, unless you were here, you just can't imagine the level of anxiety that people had. But people were terrified. They were checking on loved ones. As horrible as that was, we now know that the gunman who surrendered, a 19-year-old, was actually supposed to be in jail. This guy was what? He was charged back in 2020 with attempted murder. And here's what gets me. Attempted murder. And Grace, the guy was only sent away for 3 years.
That's insane.
3 years.
That's insane.
And it turns out he only served 11 months out of the 3-year sentence.
That just makes no sense to me. And we've seen this now. Same thing, a similar situation in the Eliza Fletcher case. You know, murderer there. Didn't serve his full sentence.
So that's the guy. So again, we had a school teacher last Friday, which again, this is all national news. You guys are seeing this in your local communities. And it's really a microcosm of what's happening nationally.
Yes.
And I think it's easy for people that are listening to us in Gainesville, Georgia, or Portland, Maine, or Salem, Oregon, or Bartlesville, you know, Oklahoma. I think it's easy to understand and comprehend. Way to say it. We're not talking about Chicago. We're talking about a city that is a pretty good-sized town.
Yeah.
And, again, this is happening all over America with these Soros district attorneys who are soft on crime, and they're all about, last night at the press conference, we're talking about 7 people shot, 4 people dead, and the district attorney's talking about wanting to rehabilitate people.
I mean, it's just insane.
What they ought to do is when they find these people guilty, they ought to take them out on the front lawn of the county courthouse and execute them. That's what they ought to be doing. And maybe that'll knock some sense into people and give them a reality check that we're not going to tolerate this crap anymore.
Well, I just don't understand them letting them out on good behavior. I mean, what does that even mean? Are they doing arts and crafts in there? Like, I don't understand. Okay, they're just sitting there being in prison. I don't really know. Okay, they didn't attack any of the prison guards. Oh, great. That's good behavior, apparently.
By the way, I think we have this audio of the city councilman when he called in to describe what was happening. Take a listen to this. Memphis City Councilman Frank Colvette Frank, good to have you with us. Where are you right now, sir?
Well, I have, I guess I'm individually blessed. I have my wife and my daughter with us, but, you know, hey, look, let's be blunt, Tim. You and I have known each other for a long time. My pistol is out and sitting right beside me just in case the doors are locked.
That's reality, ladies and gentlemen. That's what was happening in every single home in the Memphis area last night. A beautiful town. I love my town. You love your town. But we cannot coddle criminals anymore. And you know what it's going to take? It's going to take every single one of us rising up, getting in the streets, going to the council meetings. It's going to require us doing something. This is about public safety. And we should not in the United States of America have to live in fear. We should not have to do that. But the reality is we do. And we've been talking about this. We've been talking about crime for a very long time on this program. Quite frankly, what they ought to be doing right now is calling in the National Guard to patrol the streets of Memphis. We don't have enough police officers. We're down 700 police officers. You know why? Because of the defund the police movement. Do you have these clowns in your community, in your town? People who are saying we got to defund the police. Well, this is what happens when you defund the police. This is what happens when you don't have enough police officers to patrol the streets in your towns and your communities. The criminals control everything. And I have to give a shout out to the mayor of Memphis. He's a Democrat, but he's got some common sense when it comes to crime. This is Mayor Jim Strickland.
The problem is not the Memphis Police Department, because they're arresting people. The problem is this judicial system that will not punish. That is our problem.
And he's absolutely right. Why in the world are we letting all of these thugs out of jail? But the same people who are whining and complaining now, every time the police do crack down and they do throw these people in jail, guess what happens? Racism! Racism! How dare you? You're just big meanies. We need to be going after the police. That's what they do every single time. Well, folks, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it. And this isn't about race. This isn't about really politics. This is about doing the right thing. This is about enforcing the laws of the land. Without the rule of law, we have anarchy. And in Memphis, Tennessee, we got anarchy right now. We've got a whole heap and helping of it. So what would you suggest? What do we do to get crime under control in America? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to Connecticut. Peter on the line. Peter, what say you?
Hey, Todd. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to do it.
I work with a group called the ABF, and I was curious if you see yourself as looking like a giant.
All right. You see, and there's no reason, today of all times, Peter from Connecticut, to be a dumbass. There are plenty of other opportunities for you to be a dumbass on the radio, but today is not one of them. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, good to have you back with us. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. President Trump, by the way, is fighting mad right now, threatening to sue, of all people, Fox News Channel. That's because the Lincoln Project has been airing ads on Fox News, blasting the president, and picking up this line that his supporters are suckers. So you guys are basically getting duped. That's what these ads are saying. And now President Trump is just simply enraged. Here's what he has to say. The perverts and lowlifes of the Lincoln Project are back on. Where else? Fox News. I thought they ran away to the asylum after their last catastrophic campaign, with charges made against him that were big-time sleaze. He goes on to say, the Paul Ryan-run Fox News only has high standards for Trump ads, but not for anyone else. The perverts should not be allowed to false advertise. Fox News should not allow it to happen. See you all in court. Well, there you go. All right. President Trump threatening to sue Fox. Clearly, Fox has made a turn. Definitely not pro-Trump these days. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Jay in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Jay, I hope you're doing okay today.
Yes, I am. I thank you, and my same wishes for you. I want to keep brief. Todd, when somebody goes to a hospital with a serious illness and the hospital makes an error, or the doctor or the nurse employed by the hospital makes an error which results in injury or death to the patient, or if they discharge them more quickly than they should have, what does the patient not infrequently do? Or what does the patient's family not infrequently do?
And they file a lawsuit.
The hospital.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Same thing should apply to a district attorney or a judge. If they make a fool decision, they should be eligible for a lawsuit as well.
Jay, I love this idea, and I will take it a step further. I think whoever is responsible for letting these people out, whether they be the parole boards or whoever, those individuals need to face some sort of a punishment if these criminals go out there and commit more crime.
Absolutely. Agree with you completely.
Jay, I'm curious, where were you yesterday when all of this broke out, and what did you guys do?
Well, I was too busy. I was taking care of my wife. She's got an illness right now. So I was too busy to deal with most of that fear and worry.
Well, Jay, we're glad you're okay, and we hope your wife is doing better as well. And we appreciate your call. The phone line's a bit scratchy there, but thank you for that. Let's go to Fran in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Fran, what's on your mind?
Well, got to be honest with you, I'm a little bit angry because living here in Memphis, and I was raised here, back in the late 90s, I was handpicked by Mayor Rout and Bill Gibbons to be the executive director of Memphis Area Neighborhood Watch, which was a nonprofit that organized all the neighborhood watches in Memphis and Shelby County.
Oh,
1,500.
Sure.
1,500 of these groups. We went in and did something very unusual. We looked at areas and aggressively talked to people that live. Let's take Lauderdale Courts. That's a very
well.
We've
got about 60 seconds here, Fran. So better make it quick.
Reduced crime 60% in 6 months. Won national awards. Go look up my article. Said defending the home front. I'm just telling you. I went into Strickland's office 4 years ago. He did nothing. I volunteered for free. He said no. So I'm sorry, I have a lot of problem with that, and I'm a retired middle school teacher. Two of my students are a couple of the murderers that committed crimes in the past month. I have a student, past student, that killed his parents. So, I mean, you know, I've seen it from all angles, and it just is so disturbing.
Fran, it is disturbing, and you're right. Neighborhood watch programs like the one you were in charge of, you created, are incredibly successful, and they work. And this is something where, folks, you can't rely on the government for everything. You've got to take personal responsibility for yourself. How do you do that? You organize the neighborhood watches. And Fran, we'll get Fran back on when we have a little bit more time. But we appreciate you calling in, Fran. Hey, our number, ladies and gentlemen, 844-747-8868. How do you fight back? How do you stop the violence that is plaguing America? This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, this story cannot possibly, well, you know, it is true, but it's a weird one. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We have this over on the website, toddstarnes.com. President Biden has a new monkeypox czar. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, monkeypox. It's all the rage these days among certain demographics. Dr. Dimitri Desakalakis is the new White House National Monkeypox Response Deputy Coordinator. Oh, yeah, we're calling him the Monkeypox Czar. Can't get all that on the business card. Anyway, the good doctor, openly gay, and he's been photographed. He's quite fond of wearing leather without much else. And the CDC putting out big promotional photographs and press releases. And clearly in all of these press releases, the doctor is wearing the symbol of the Church of Satan. People are now wondering if, in fact, Joe Biden appointed a Satanist to a White House post. This is shockingly a valid question. There are plenty of photographs of the heavily tattooed doctor and monkeypox czar. He's very fond of skulls. So there's a big skull with blackened eyes on his arm. And sure enough, there are multiple photographs of him wearing shirts and in one instance wearing a series of Grace Baker, you're the fashion guru here.
Oh, don't make me do this.
It's really not a bodice, but what would you call a?
You mean a bodysuit?
No, it's sort of like a leather bra, but for guys. But it's really not a bra because it's in the shape of these leather straps that, in fact, turn into a symbol of the Church of Satan.
I'm gonna be real. I don't know what to call this. I'd call it a bralette, but it's not that.
A bralette. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's typically like lacy.
Is that like culottes?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Not even getting into it.
All right, thank you. All right, Dr. Desakalakis, I think I mispronounced it, but I don't care. He is very proud of his religion, I suppose. HIV Plus magazine did a feature on this guy when he was appointed HIV czar. So I guess he's been promoted.
Whoa, hold up. Mm-hmm. You said HIV Plus magazine?
Yeah, I think it's right in there with Garden and Gun and Southern Living.
No way. That's a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Okay, HIV you just skimmed Plus back magazine. Past that. I was like, I've never heard of such a thing. Never seen that on a show.
Go to HIV Plus go to HIVplusmag.com and you'll see in there, Dr. Meet Dr. Dimitri Dasilakis. Mispronounced his name
oh,
again.
Oh, no, it's a thing.
I'm trying to tell you, it is a thing.
Oh, gosh. This is something.
So anyway, the good doctor also is an activist physician. He and his husband love giving interviews, dressing in drag to administer meningitis vaccines. And they also own some sort of a lounge called the Monster Cycle and Studio. And in the lounge, it's draped in leather fetish gear, along with an 11-foot-tall light-up pentagram. Now, as creeped out as Grace Baker is by all of this, that is not actually the weirdest member of the Biden administration. Don't forget, you've still got the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. You've got Dr. Rachel Levine, the man who thinks he's a woman and supports transgender surgeries for little children. Dr. Rachel Levine. That's the guy that dresses up, clearly a man, dressing up in a skirt and pantyhose. And then there is Sam Brinton, who is the he's in charge of nuclear waste. And he is a non-binary drag queen and MIT graduate who goes by the pronouns they and them. And they were actually, this guy and Levine were actually photographed at an official embassy at a party together. Brinton is believed to be the first gender fluid person in government leadership in America. You know, I got to thinking about this. And of course, today is Star Wars Day or Star Trek Day? It's one of those days.
Definitely not Star Wars Day, because that's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, that's right. May the 4th be with you. Anyway, it's my observation that the Biden administration basically looks like a cast of characters from that Star Wars bar scene, only weirder.
It's Star Trek Day, it looks
It's a Star Trek Day. All right.
Just so everyone knows.
Live long and don't be a pervert.
There you go. I like it.
844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Elections have consequences. What do you want me to tell you, folks? Let's go to Boston. Connor on the line wants to talk about crime. Connor, I hope you are well today.
I'm doing good up here, but I'm doing a little not as good after hearing that story. I mean, we might as well start calling this the American Horror Story Show.
It does seem like that, Connor, and I have to imagine some of the outfits that guy wears it would lead to chafing.
It might, or it leads to something, but it's definitely not good. I mean, it's not even Halloween yet, and they're already dressing up over there. So. Anyway, God, I'll tell you when it comes to crime in this country. There's a movement in this country to get away from the death penalty, get away from capital punishment. And there's literally all these movements you can look at online right now. If we start going back and have like a pro-death penalty movement, where it's like those who have actually been convicted with indisputable evidence of these crimes, we're not going to go through all these different hearings for them. We're just going to execute them. It's like we are wasting far too much money incarcerating these people for the rest of their lives when they are obviously living pretty well in some of these prisons on the taxpayers' dime. When if they're guilty of these crimes, I mean, there is no reforming somebody like that. Immediately execute them, return to sender, deliver them to hell's doorstep, in my opinion. That would actually make a difference in this country. It would set an example. It would be a strong deterrent for these thugs out there not commit these horrible acts of violence.
Capital punishment, then. You're a
Absolutely.
Strong proponent of capital punishment.
Absolutely. I'm triggering all the liberals across the country right now, but that's exactly how I actually am triggering the Harvard right now. I'm actually passing right by there in the speaker zone. So absolutely, I'm pro-capital punishment, and I think that's an ideal solution.
Connor, look, I'm with you. I've been a strong proponent of the fact that we've got to get out there. We got to get tough on crime. And if these people are out there raping, if they're attacking children, if they're murdering people, death penalty, put it out there and let people know if you commit these crimes, you will pay for it with your life.
And Todd, I'm going by Harvard right now. I want all the liberals to hear this. I would literally put the gallows up on Harvard University and all these thugs out there, just hang them right then and there.
You see, I love that. I'm with you. Put up the gallows, and if you commit these crimes, you need to die a painful, brutal death. That's all there is to it. All
right. Return defender.
I like return to sender. Connor, God bless you. Be safe out there. But Connor raises a great point, and Connor's a millennial, by the way. And I think a lot of people understand that the problem in our country is we have been soft on crime. Nobody takes personal responsibility. And why is that? Well, we've raised a generation of people that don't think they're responsible for anything. That's a big problem. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. May I tell you about our friends at Life Change Tea? They're wrapping up a big sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea is an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse. I drink Life Change Tea every single day. A beautiful ice-cold glass of tea. Comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. Life Change Tea is made right here in the USA. It's been around since 2007, and you are going to love this tea. Buy three, get one free. Go to GetTheTea.com to order yours today. That's GetTheTea.com. Be sure to use my discount code, and that code is Todd10. They're going to give you an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. So what are you waiting for, folks? Go to GetTheTea.com and use the discount code Todd10. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Todd Stearns here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, and the NAACP's sinister agenda. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone with Brandon Tatum and Vody Bachum and Chad Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com. All right, people, good to have you back with us today. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, coming up next week, going to be in Atlanta for a couple of events. Family Research Council putting on a four-day conference, and you're going to want to be a part of that. Pray, vote, stand. And if you'd like information, we'll post that on our live show blog. I'll be delivering a keynote address. That's coming up in Atlanta next week. Also, our good friend Ralph Reed has invited me to give a luncheon address. So I'll be the keynote speaker at this luncheon that the Faith and Freedom Coalition is having. That's next week as well. And then heading off to California for the Spiritual Leadership Conference in Los Angeles. And we would love to meet you at any of those great events. If you're in the area of Atlanta, we would love for you to come down and be a part of that very important event as we're gearing up for the midterm elections. And I will say this, that things are beginning to take shape now. We're heading into this final stretch for the midterm elections. The numbers are sort of all over the place for the Republicans, but regardless, the Republicans are going to retake the House of Representatives, barring some sort of a cancellation of the elections. And that is something we need to be very wary about. Joe Biden and the Biden administration have been determined over the past, a month or so of really trying to foment or trigger or instigate some sort of a national incident. And that's why Joe Biden, by the way, came out at Independence Hall, gave that horrific address from the gates of hell, the blood red lighting, the Marines being forced to stand in the background. There was a reason for that. And the reason is that the Biden administration, and this is really not Joe Biden, he's just the porridge for brains mouthpiece of this. the real people behind the scenes are Barack Obama and Susan Rice. They're the ones that are pulling the strings here. This has their fingerprints all over it. And they're hoping something is triggered in the MAGA community. They want MAGA out on the streets, shooting things up, burning things down, causing mayhem to a point where they would have to either postpone or cancel the elections, or, God forbid, have to declare martial law. Now, that's what they're wanting. I don't think that's going to happen. I think, by and large, when you look at what happened on January the 6th, you know that that was really not the MAGA community. I mean, that's just the reality of it. That's just not what we do. Very horrible people were involved in whatever went down on that day, but this was not indicative of the MAGA world. It's just not. So they're going to try and stage something, and you have to resist. And that's the whole point of this, is just be very careful. If you want to react, you step back, count to 10, and then consider your options. But you don't need to be going out there and burning stuff down and pillaging and plundering, because, again, we just don't do that. That's what the left does. That's what the progressives do, and they do it all the time. And the media turns a blind eye to it. But just do not take the bait here, folks. Do not take the bait. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We've got some great guests coming up. We're going to be talking to one of my favorite crime reporters, also our good friend and the official chaplain of the Todd Stearns radio program. Dr. Robert Jeffress is going to be here, and we're going to be talking to some lawmakers up on Capitol Hill as well. This story out of Fox News. What's up with these teachers in TikTok? Do they not understand that we all see this? These school teachers are out there. They have the TikTok accounts, and they're boasting about turning their classrooms into these propaganda and indoctrination centers. And we've covered this extensively. But one of the more egregious instances happening in Capistrano, California, the San Juan Hills High School, where a school teacher posted a TikTok video showing that she has a queer library in her classroom. That's what she says, a queer library in her classroom. Says that she has more than 100 books, and many of them are sexually explicit in nature. They cover a variety of topics and issues, including bondage, sadomasochism, and kink communities. They also have books that show students how to use the gay hookup site called Grindr. Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, is actually in a public school library. A public school classroom. They need to be firing these teachers. That's what they need to be doing. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Gene in Iowa. Wants to weigh in on the pantyhose person. Gene, what's up?
Well, I just sent a question. Maybe you can answer it.
I'll do my best.
I didn't realize they made room in pantyhose for guys. But, you know, that kind of conjures up images of guys in spandex, which I was going to eat lunch, but I think I'll postpone it for a while.
I'd hold off on the bologna sandwich for a few hours, Gene.
How'd you know what I got for lunch?
Hey, now, Gene, one of my favorite lunches is a good old, you got to go to an old country store where they cut the bologna thick. You get a thick slab, a good old Mississippi red tomato, some mayonnaise and white bread, and that's a good lunch for you right there.
Well, yeah, I have to forego those tomatoes. They're a little messy. I have to do this while I'm driving down the road.
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't recommend that then.
The Kathy Griffith crowd, you know. Let me tell you something. You're right. We don't go out and burn stuff. We don't go out and riot. But by the same token, we don't take the crap either.
It's a fair point, Gene, and you're absolutely right about that.
Let me tell you something. Des Moines, Iowa, had Black Lives Matter show up two nights. First night, they got a little out of hand. Second night, they tried to, but the police all of a sudden noticed that they had a bunch of civilians backing them up.
That's it.
Black Lives Matter didn't want to mess with them. They don't have to play by the same rules the police do.
And Gene, I'm telling you, it's that's the point we're at, where, you know, you've got to be standing alongside law enforcement. And I don't care where you are in America, ladies and gentlemen, you support your local police officers. They're under the gun every single day. Gene got to run. Thank you for the call, though. They're under the gun every single day. And we've got to do our part to stand alongside of them. And look, get involved. Get yourself a neighborhood watch. Get yourself a gun, two or three. And a lot of ammo, too. Hang tight if you're on hold. We're going to get to your calls. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us. Hour two of the big show. And we're expecting some breaking news coming from across the big pond any moment now. And when that news happens, we'll bring it to you. Not looking good for Queen Elizabeth, but man, what a life she lived. And once that news, we get that news, we will bring that to you. Not doing very well. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We had some folks hold over that wanted to weigh in on a couple of the big stories we were talking about, this insane crime wave that's happening all over America. I want to go to North Carolina. Farrah on the line from WSIC, our great affiliate there. Farrah, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Yes, I just want to say, first of all, that I am proud to be part of the deplorable crowd. And I'm also a proud part of being the MAGA crowd. And I know that the left-wing liberals use their hatred as a weapon. But we on the right, who are God-fearing, Bible-believing Christians with high standards and morals, we crave the decency that we used to have and the goodness that this country used to uphold. We have a better weapon, and that's prayer.
Well, I do not disagree with you, Farrah. I think that we do have to pray. And again, I believe that a large part of what we're dealing with as a country really is a spiritual crisis. But the other part of it, it's a crisis created by the church. I mean, far too many Christians out there want to put their heads in the sand. And anytime you actually want to talk about the issues that people might consider controversial, you know, we get attacked, and that happens to us a lot. But Pharaoh, one of the reasons why we talk about these horrible, disgusting, evil things is because people of faith, the American taxpayers too, need to know that their tax money is being used to fund this evil, perverted sex and gender agenda out there. And if you don't know about it, you don't know that you need to be praying about it.
Oh, I keep apprised. Trust me.
And that's what we do, Farrah, on this program every single day. And I know it bothers people, but the reality is we've got to inform people, and we've got to let them know, hey, here's what's happening in your public schools. Here's what's happening in your federal government. These things are an abomination and a perversion, and somebody's got to be able to step up and say, this is a problem. Farrah, go ahead real quick.
Our state senator, Virginia Fox, who I know, she is a proud sponsor and funding the Parent Protection Bill. She's behind that.
Well, that's good, Farrah. And look, I appreciate your call. We got to go, and we got a bad phone connection too. But we need to be supporting politicians out there that are going to be fighting for American values. Plain and simple. It's as easy as that. 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A longtime colleague of mine, a veteran journalist, probably the best crime reporter in all of America, Robin Poffman, is on the Newsmaker line. Robin, good to have you with us and good to connect again.
Hey, yes, Todd Starnes. How are you, sir? Yeah, you know, I was really troubled watching the Memphis news last night, to say the least.
Robin, I mean, it's insane. It's a war zone over here. I mean, you've covered a lot of these big crimes literally all over America. What was going through your mind as you were watching the coverage of what was happening in Memphis?
You know, I actually thought, Todd, this was what really the headline in my head was, when you lock people up in their homes over a virus, this is the result, that people have gone absolutely mad. And then you couple that with defunding the police, and then you add on top of that, and then you add into the mix of that gumbo pot, the no bail and no penalty. Think back when you were a kid, Todd, when you my brother and I, we used to love Oreos, right? You go into the cabinet, you take an Oreo, and mom and dad say, hey, you can only have one Oreo, but you know one Oreo is never enough, right? So you go and you take two Oreos. If you don't get caught and punished, right, what's going to happen? So the next thing you know, you've eaten the whole bag of Oreos, and that's what's happening with crime. There's no punishment for taking that second Oreo, right? And so now you have all these criminals out of control. They know that there's no consequences for their actions. And we have a complete breakdown in society. And you have people posting violence, posting murder online on social media. It's just absolutely outrageous. And it's very concerning to me, because if we don't start refunding the police, building prisons and locking people up, we're going to have a total breakdown. I think we're already there, but what went on in Memphis is so concerning to me. I was scared for people at sporting events, people at the local grocery store. This guy could have literally killed anyone.
And we're even starting to get some information on the individuals. One of the victims, a nurse, a young lady, she was a nurse. Another guy was his daughter, posted that he was the guy that got shot in the AutoZone, and I think we have that video up on our website. He actually survived, but is in extremely critical condition. He took a couple of bullets there. And Robin, I know it's not just Memphis, places like Atlanta, where the crime is so bad, you had an entire section of the city try and secede from the city itself.
Yeah, that's true. The Buckhead neighborhood, people were just fed up, and they tried to secede from Atlanta. It didn't go down, because obviously the city of Atlanta wants the tax revenue from that area. This has happened in places in New Jersey and other places across the country. But, you know, you see the whole matter going on with Chicago, New York City, where we both used to live. I mean, it's spiraling, but I think it's a combo platter. You know, it's a gumbo soup of chaos. And it's the fact that there's no punishment for the crimes, right? There's all this enabling of criminals. The criminals are in charge. We've defunded the police. But I really think at the root of it, that the emotional hook of the story, Todd, as we, you and I always talk about, the emotional hook here is that people have been locked down for over 2 years with nothing to do. They haven't been in class. They haven't been learning. The kids are behind 2 to 3 years in their studies, and they've turned to violence. And it's a complete unraveling of a ball of yarn down a hill. It's a snowball effect, and we are in a lot of trouble. And I really blame it on the coronavirus lockdown. I mean, this, everybody knows, a first-year scientist knows, Todd, that you cannot vaccinate yourself out of a coronavirus. These viruses spiral down. They do what they do. You cannot vaccinate your way out of a coronavirus. It is literally impossible. And yet we lock down an entire society, our entire world. And then the places where they didn't lock down, they had the same, you know, results on the back end. So it's so concerning to me what the future looks like. And luckily, Todd, every American, everyone listening to your show can have a say to correct course in this, because we have a big vote coming up in November. And so you can vote for folks that are about law and order. That's it. I am personally voting for law and order candidates.
I'm with you there, Robin. And by the way, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, national journalist Robin Poffman, one of the top crime reporters, journalists in America. And Robin, you know, elections have consequences. Memphis, Tennessee, only 25% of the people went out to vote. We got ourselves a George Soros district attorney elected a couple of weeks ago. If we'd stay home at the midterm elections, then I'm really fearful for the future of this country.
Yeah, I we need more, you know, we need to clone Marsha Blackburn, don't we?
Yes.
And, right? We need a few more of her. And, you know, I worry for the law enforcement folks that are out there fighting the good fight every day, because they're in the minority, and sadly, they're not in charge. The criminals are in charge. The defund thing is absolutely outrageous. And we need to refund. And it's interesting, in the Georgia race, with the, between Warnock, the current sitting senator, and now Herschel Walker, the Republican candidate looking to unseat him, Herschel Walker has really changed his messaging to a law and order message. And if the folks in Atlanta and other parts of Georgia, and again, I would say this about Memphis and Chicago and New York City, New York State, you know, there's a big governor's race in New York. You have the Kathy Hochul, who took over after Cuomo was ousted, and now you have from Long Island, fill me in his name. I didn't sleep last night. I can't think of his name right now, from Long Island.
Chucky Schumer?
No, for governor.
Oh, Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin.
Yeah, Lee Zeldin, thank you. Mr. Lee Zeldin, who's running for the Republican candidate. If the great folks of New York State want law and order, they're going to vote for Republican Lee Zeldin and get rid of Kathy Hochul, who was the replacement for Cuomo. And that's it. All of these Republican candidates, if I was advising them, I would say, you know what? Drop every other issue. Nobody cares. Because without law and order, you can't. All the other issues, Todd, don't exist. You're not going to have time for all these other social issues if we have what went on last night in Memphis keeps repeating itself, right? You're not going to have time. You have to have law and order in society in order for us to be functional. And I worry for Supreme Court justices. I worry about politicians. I worry about everyday average citizens, people going to sporting events. I mean, what has happened to our society? Every politician running, in order to get votes, in order to get elected, must be running on a law and order platform, period. Stop the extreme enabling of the criminals.
Robin, you'll love this. You and I have been in the radio business for a long time. And yes. So when I got the station in Memphis, we hired somebody, a couple of months ago, and the guy says, hey, look, I just want you to know I've got a concealed carry. Is it okay if I carry my gun, you know, here in the radio station? I said, buddy, this is not NPR. You can pack heat here.
Yeah, and that I'm glad you bring that up. I was living in Dallas, Texas for a while, and the Starbucks that I used to go to, this is over 10 years ago, they had this thing for a while. Oh, we're going to, the local police are Irving, Texas. They would come in there every day, some in uniform, some detectives not in uniform, and they'd have their, morning meeting, if you will, discuss cases and such, and have a cup of coffee, as you would. And I always felt very comfortable and very safe at that particular Starbucks. And I didn't know these policemen by name, but, you nod, good morning, sir, how are you? Thank you for your service. And it was always, for me, a very comfortable place when suddenly somebody had a problem with it, that they were armed. And then they went to ban these officers from having their morning coffee at said Starbucks. And there was a whole to-do. And in the end, the folks who felt like me that it was safer to have law enforcement in there every morning won. But then again, you're talking about the Dallas, Texas region of the country. That wouldn't fly
right in
New York City. But wherever you have a gun-free zone, you're going to have gun-free problems.
You're absolutely right about that. And Robin, the business, we're up against a hard break here. But the good news is we're getting a double dose of you because tomorrow we're going to have you back on talking about your experiences. You were a journalist literally at ground zero as it unfolded. And I really can't wait for you to share your story with our audience tomorrow.
That sounds great, and I'm happy to do that. And I will see you then, Todd. Hard break.
All right. Robin Poffman, ladies and gentlemen, and she's right. We do have to take a hard break. 844-747-8868. Robin says if she was advising the people running for Congress, one issue alone, crime. What say you? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, any of you folks looking for a job, anybody looking for work, need a few extra bucks? A New York construction company they're hiring high school graduates. They're not looking for anybody with a college degree. So if you're a high school graduate, you're going to be able to get a job, and get this, they're talking full benefits, and they're going to pay you $47 an hour. $47 and no, Kyle, lock the door, Grace. Kyle's getting ready to we're not going to let you do that, Kyle. $47 an hour. Graduates of their program, and this is really cool, they do an apprenticeship. The company is called Harrison and Burroughs. And they were on Fox News the other day, and they're giving students without a college degree an opportunity to work full time. This is in Albany, New York. Quote, college isn't for everybody, and with the rising cost of tuition, we can provide a great opportunity for those folks that the path to college might not be the best path for them. You see, I think this is great. We need more of this in America. I mean, imagine being an 18, 19-year-old kid. Maybe you want to be in construction. You want to be an electrician. And instead of going to college, maybe you go to a trade school, or maybe you just go and get a job, and you learn your trade, you learn your craft, and then all of a sudden, you're making a lot of money. You've got no student debt, so what do? You actually can go out and save up, and you can buy a house. You can go buy yourself a pickup truck. You can become a productive member of society. Instead of one of these college graduates with $250,000 in debt that the taxpayers, we the people, are having to bail out. So I think this is a terrific thing. And I would love to be able to talk to some of you out there who made that decision. That was your path. Maybe some of you are on that path right now. You said, you know what? College is not for me, and I made the right choice. That was the right choice for me. And I'd be curious to know how you're doing. And it might just possibly be an encouragement to young people who are listening to this program right now, trying to figure out their next step in life. Do they go to college? Do they go to a trade school, or do they just jump right in and open up a business or start their own thing? 844-747-8868. I'd like to hear from you. How did that work out for you, not going to college? 844-747-8868. Hey, be sure to head over to toddstearns.com. We have some great resources for you there. Talking about our free newsletter, comes out every single day. Also, our free podcast. You'll be able to listen to all 3 hours of this program commercial-free. That's available at toddstearns.com. Just coming in from across the big pond, Queen Elizabeth, this is coming from the royal family's official Twitter account. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. This is the breaking news, and I think we had sort of been expecting this announcement. The Queen apparently not in good health, and passed away peacefully this afternoon at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. We do understand the royal family was there or was en route when they got the news. Clearly a remarkable figure through some very difficult time in world history. And this was a woman who had a deep and abiding faith in our Lord. And her faith in God, her friendship with Billy Graham, very well documented, and it really guided her path through through her life and through her reign as a queen. What a very sad day for people of the British Commonwealth. But again, the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. That is the breaking news. And as is the tradition, the Queen is dead. Long live the King. We'll keep you updated on that, and I'm sure they'll have more on that on your local radio news. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line very quickly. We're honored to have from the great state of Utah the congressman from the 2nd Congressional District, Congressman Chris Stewart. Congressman, first, good to have you with us. Second, your reaction to this sad news coming out of the UK.
Well, God save the Queen, right? I mean, Britain is one of our most important allies. They have been for generations. And she was an important historical figure. She was a hero of her day. As you said, she was a great woman of faith, a great woman of courage. She inspired not only her own nation, but I think globally you could say the same thing. And she lived an incredibly long and productive life. So, God bless her. And I think she's in a happier place. And God bless her family.
96 years old, the longest reigning British monarch, and now her son, Charles, King of the UK. There you go. You're right, and I know it's a very sad day, and we'll certainly be praying. They consider us to be cousins from across the big pond, and I know a lot of folks here on this side of the Atlantic are going to be in mourning as well. Congressman, we've got a lot to go over in a very short amount of time, and if you're on hold, folks, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls as well. But, Congressman, President Biden, he is not backing down, the administration not backing down from these attacks on Republicans, calling people like you and me fascists.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, when you have failed so spectacularly as this administration has, it's the only thing you can do is to go out and set up this boogeyman. Donald Trump is not on the ballot this fall. And to say, I mean, truly, Todd, I was overseas. I was in the Middle East all of last week and a little bit longer. And everywhere I went, people ask me, what in the world is going on in your own country? And there's this sense about, look, we need you guys. We need the United States to be successful. And they watch this incredible display, among other things, and it makes them worry. It should make us worry. How in the world can the President of the United States stand on this blood-lit stage and say, as you said, anyone who disagrees with me politically is a fascist? And by the way, if it could, I know you're in a hurry, but let's just point out the reality here. Is a fascist to use the FBI against your political opponents like this, like previous Democratic administrations have done, or to lie to the FISA courts to spy on your political opponents? Is it fascist to coordinate between government businesses to silence your political opponents? I mean, is it fascist to encourage violence like we saw in 2020 with $2 billion in damage, 38 lives? Is it fascist to create a kangaroo court like they've done where you don't allow the target of that investigation to present any evidence or any witnesses? And yet the president stands on the stage and says, anyone who basically is pro-life or believes in traditional marriage is a fascist and we need to destroy him. The irony of this is just nearly unspeakable.
And Congressman, it gets even worse than that. Aside from the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago, but now we know because of official judicial documents that the Biden administration not only knew about it, which they lied about, they not only knew about it, Congressman, but they were doing this at the behest of the incumbent president. That's the actual language in the court documents that were released by the federal judge in connection with this special master. So you've got the Biden administration now complicit in this direct political attack on an opponent.
Yeah, and the president simply lied to the American people. We said, oh, I had no knowledge. I was not informed on this at all. He was coordinating it. He was requesting it. And you know, we see something that we've seen now for the last 6 years. And, you know, sitting on the House Intelligence Committee, we saw very early on in this Russian hoax, the narrative and the game plans, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and that is to selectively leak to friendly media, which, of course, is anyone in the mainstream media. And we found out that a lot of the stuff that they leaked simply wasn't true. And some of it was made up out of thin air. So if anyone sitting there and listens and believes that when they say, oh, yeah, we found nuclear secrets regarding foreign countries, and if you just take it as face value because the Washington Post reported it, because the Department of Justice leaked it, it therefore must be true, then you have not paid attention to history for a long time now. And I think we should take a wait-and-see approach before we pass any judgment at all on anything that's leaked to the media out of the Department of Justice.
Congressman, I'm curious to get your take on the reports from Mark Zuckerberg that the FBI paid him a visit and basically pressured Facebook into suppressing a lot of the reports around the Hunter Biden laptop story. We're also getting reports that Facebook was summoned to the White House for conversations with the CDC about suppressing stories and information that might conflict with the narrative about the China virus. What do you think's going on there?
Well, and yet, once again, we are ironically called the fascists, where you have the government going to private entities, private businesses, very, very powerful private businesses, and saying, hey, you shouldn't share this information with the American people. And then to lie to that individual, by the way, or those private company leaders and say, yeah, because we think it's Russian disinformation, which there is zero evidence of that. And they knew there was zero evidence of that. And once again, this coordination, this evil coordination between private sector and government to suppress information that's harmful to them politically and their political power, or to pressure them not to cover or to manipulate the media. But Todd, is anyone surprised by that? Again, after the last 3 or 4 years, is anyone surprised by that at all?
It's a fair point you raise. Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate you working with us on the timing today with all of the breaking news happening. Thank you again.
You bet. We'll come back. Thanks.
All right. Congressman Chris Stewart from the 2nd Congressional District there in Utah. And of course, the breaking news, if you missed the moment just a few moments ago, Queen Elizabeth II, the longest reigning British monarch, is now dead at the age of 96, surrounded by her family there at Balmoral Castle. And we also understand that Prince Charles is now King Charles. So a lot of moving parts for all of you folks that are that are engaged in all of that kind of stuff across the big pond. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the phones. We've had some folks holding on for a while. The question we were asking about college degrees. So many people now are saying, you know what, I don't want to go to college. I feel like I can get I can have a career path and carve a career path without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars on a degree. And we open up the phone lines, and a lot of people said, you know what, Stearns, I didn't go to college, but I'm doing pretty good. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Jeanette, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Jeanette, what's your story?
Actually, I'm driving. I'm kind of being a bad girl right here. But I just went through Memphis a little while ago. I had two sons. One took the route. He's a lawyer. That's what he always wanted to be ever since high school. He's doing great. Took a while to build his practice, but he's doing great. The other son tried college. It wasn't for him. Bounced around a couple of jobs. He became a lineman for an electric company up in Illinois, ComEd, and he's doing very well. Now, my point is, they both have wonderful lives. They're raising stable families, good homes. They're both happy in their choices, and I'm proud of both of them. My dad was a plumber. I'm not ashamed of the fact my dad was a plumber. He was a brilliant man. The other thing, I wish they would push women into non-traditional roles. Women can make a lot of money going into construction or the typical blue-collar, you know, job. So I would like to see that happen a little more. You don't have to be a nurse or a teacher. There's nothing wrong with that, but there are other options. And you can really have a good life. And both boys are doing well. Their kids are stable. Their families are stable. They have beautiful homes. And, like, you know, a lot, there's actually a statue in Louisiana to a lineman because of what they do, you know, after the hurricane, after the recovery and helping the areas recover. So I had to take a picture of the statue. It was on Facebook and show it to my son.
Well, I'll be.
You're a hero.
And that's it, Jeanette. And again, it sounds like you have the best of both worlds. And thank you for sharing your story with us. Let's go to Eric in Ohio. All right, Eric, what's your story?
Yes, Todd. First of all, I love your show, and I listen to it every day.
Thank you.
And no problem. And I'm a UPS driver, and I never went to college. And actually, I had to get my GED because I dropped out of high school. And I just want to let everybody know that you can do well without going to college and racking up that debt. And I just want to let people know that. And UPS is always hiring, so go ahead. apply there if you want. But it's a good job. I've been there for 25 years.
Wow.
And I actually was the breadwinner for quite a long time, so my wife could raise the kids and homeschool them. And she's a nurse, and she went through college. But want to let people know that. And I made it, and by the grace of God, I made it. And I just want to let people know that.
I love it. And it sounds like you have a beautiful family, and you're providing for your family, and you're living your life. And I think that's terrific. Eric, yes. Thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to us out there as you're working over at UPS. And great folks, hard workers out there at UPS, by the way. 844-747-8868. Did you decide, you know what, college wasn't for me. I decided to go out there, just pick a career, and I'm doing pretty good. If that's you, we would love to hear from you. 844-747-8868. Oh, I got to tell you about our good buddy, Mike Lindell. What a great American patriot. And Mike loves our radio program so much so he gave us our own page over at MyPillow.com/Stearns. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. Mike, all this week, offering the biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history. And that's saying a lot. $29.98. Going to get yourself some of those beautiful, soft Giza Dream bed sheets. And after that crazy day I had, we all had yesterday, I slept like a baby last night thanks to MyPillow sheets. Also, MyPillow slippers, sandals, MyPillows, and MyPillow mattresses. You're going to save up to 50% on those mattresses. All sorts of huge savings. These are opportunities just for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. Where do you go? MyPillow.com/Stearns, and be sure to use that promo code Stearns. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, let's go to the beautiful state of Maine, WLOB, the Big Lobster, our great affiliate there. Hey, Ron, what's going on? What's on your mind?
How you doing, Todd? I really enjoy your show a lot.
Well, thank you.
I graduated in 12th grade, worked for a construction company for 10 years, and then me and my wife decided we wanted to do our own thing and did that for 30 years. And had 5 employees and never did a stitch of college. Doing very well now. We're renting out our shop that we used to have a couple houses we rent out, and here we are.
And Ron, any regrets over the years of not going to college?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Isn't it amazing? Go ahead.
It wasn't for me, college anyways.
Ron, good for it. Well, it sounds like you're doing pretty darn well here and now into real estate, and you're paying the bills, living the American dream. And look, that's what it's all about. So good for you, Ron.
Sure is. And having fun doing it.
Maybe getting some good lobster, too, while you're at it.
Yeah, we did have some of that last weekend. It was pretty good.
Nice. Ron, nice. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to the show. Let's go to Ronnie in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Stearns. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I would just like to say, first off, the Lord blessed me with a strong work ethic and a very strong mechanical ability. But when I was in school, I couldn't stand to be in school. I would daydream and look out the window wishing I was out there helping the guys cut the grass. But I ended up dropping out of school in the ninth grade. I'd already failed a couple of grades. I was actually 18 years old, and I just couldn't stand it. So after learning a little bit about life and kind of self-educating myself, I did go get a GED. However, I got into the electrical field, went to a community college and studied some basic electronic stuff, where I ended up getting into industrial electronics, where I was motion controls, automation, and that kind of thing. And I did very well. I actually now have my electrical license. I'm a general electrical contractor, and life has turned out really well.
Ronnie, I'm so happy for you. And again, you know, throughout history, how many times have we heard stories about people that, for whatever reason, school just wasn't good for them, and they go out there and they make they carve out a path in life, and they're very successful, and they're very happy. And I think that you're a great example of that. So, man, thank you for sharing that story.
But like I said, one of the things that really bothered me about school is I just didn't care about the subject. Had the subject been something I was interested in, life would have been a lot different. And as far as college goes, sometimes I wish I had gotten a degree, because there's no telling where life would have taken me. However, I have no regrets. I mean,
No regrets, Ronnie. That's what it's all about. All right, Ronnie, got to run. We are late for a break here. Hang tight if you're on the line, folks. We're going to get to your calls. 844-747-8868. We've got our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress, coming up. Got a new book out as well. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour three of the big show. Broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Wow, 120 degrees in Sacramento. And I'll never forget, I actually spent some time out there. Beautiful town, great people. The best part about Sacramento, it's not on a fault line, so it doesn't rumble. And then you're an hour away from the San Francisco, you're an hour away from Lake Tahoe, and you're an hour away from Yosemite. So it's a pretty centrally located place. But it gets super hot in the summertime. Sacramento is in a delta, much like Memphis. And when I moved out there, I had lived all of my life, had all my career in the South, moved out to California. And they told me, oh, it's going to get up to 114, but it's a dry heat. That's what they told me. No, you know what? A dry heat, you still bake. So 120 degrees, I got a note from a friend out there. And then you got Gavin Newsom, who's telling everybody you got to keep your thermostat set at, what, 80 degrees. He's making the announcement, and he's actually wearing a sweater and a jacket. Clearly, the air conditioning is not at 78 degrees in the governor's office. So there you go. You know, we were talking about crime a couple of days ago, Grace Baker, and I moved to, when I moved back to Memphis, I moved to Germantown, which is it's an affluent suburb.
Oh, for sure.
And I live in a condo over there. It's a very nice place. You know, it's one of these live, work, eat kind of sleep things.
All in one.
All in one. And it's a little pricey, but it's nice, and it sort of reminds me of Brooklyn. Unfortunately, it's a lot like Brooklyn because we had 30 cars broken into.
30?
And I just got an email from our from management, and they're saying that they're actually going to hire full-time security personnel now.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the crime is getting so bad.
I'm telling you.
So, anyway, there you go.
Does it know a zip code, Todd?
It does not. It does not. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us Memphis City Councilman Frank Colvett Jr. And Frank, I know you have been incredibly vocal about the current plight facing the good people of Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, Todd, thank you so much for having me on, and good afternoon to all the Patriots out there. We've had a very, very tough night for Memphis, a very tough week for Memphis, but there is hope because there are conservatives. I know it's hard to believe that Memphis City Council, in an urban environment, that there are Republicans on the council, and we have our blowtorch, and as we've talked, at some point, you know, I refuse to allow the liberal mantra to continue of defunding the police, defunding their body armor, defunding their ammunition. I refuse to allow these liberals to continue to call our police guilty until they prove themselves innocent. Where were the liberals last night when the shooting rampage was going on? Where are they today? Where are the candidates for Memphis mayor today? They're silent. Because they have no solution. The solution, Todd, is extraordinarily simple. We need more police in the great city of Memphis. We need to give them, the police officers, a Bill of Rights. And we need, and I know this may get away from the conservative mantra, but we need programs to continue to give kids father figures like the Boys and Girls Clubs and the right path. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, as I'm fond of saying, this monster and the monster with Liza, the rape and murder earlier this week, they will never, ever breathe free air. And if I have anything to say about it, they will get the needle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's needed here, Frank, is we've got to have a tough-on-crime mentality. And if you take a life, then you sacrifice your own life. That's just the way it's got to be.
You're right.
You have. You're absolutely right. And, Frank, I remember last night talking with you in our live breaking news coverage as all of this was unfolding, and you told me that you were in your home with your wife, your daughter, and your pistol. And that's just not that's not supposed to be how things are in America, where we have to live in fear of these thugs, these monsters, as you call them, committing this mayhem in our cities.
I emphatically agree. And my 15-year-old daughter and I had to have we had to have that conversation of why daddy's got his pistol out. No child should ever have to see their parents in lockdown mode. No child should be stuck last night at the Mid-South Fair in Memphis, Tennessee, or at the Redbirds baseball game in Memphis, Tennessee, and on lockdown. That should never happen. They should be allowed to be kids. And again, there's this huge shout out to the brave Memphis police officers, the Tennessee Highway Patrol, the Shelby County Sheriff's deputies that captured this criminal. But at the end of the day, again, there I go saying again, yes, and I had to explain to my daughter that I am going to protect my family. At the end, there is going to be no exceptions. But we as a community, we as conservatives, there is a message that Todd, I truly believe this. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Reagan Democrat or even a true hard left, or maybe they're discounted, but everybody wants safe streets. Everybody should be allowed to walk or jog or go to the fair or go to the ball game or play outside in their yard without fear of monsters driving around, shooting off their guns randomly and causing mayhem. I was in Bible study this morning. You know, there are things that you and I cannot control, Todd, but there are things that we can. And I can, as a Memphis City Councilman, go Tuesday to council session. And I intend to ask one question in three parts of our police. What do you need? How much do you need in terms of money? And when can you get it done? As far as I'm concerned, the checkbook's out. Let's get it done.
You know, Frank, when I listen to some of the people on the Memphis City Council, some of the language they use when talking about the police and not wanting to hire officers who live in the suburban counties, and some of the language is just flat out racially charged. I just wonder how they can get away with saying that. But the reality is, this department is 700 officers below its complement. I believe that's the working number here. Why is it that low, and how can we fix that?
Well, you set the table for two thoughts, Todd. First off, and I think as Republicans, as conservatives, our blades have been dulled because we're so constantly fighting, you know, this, oh, well, we can't do this, we can't do that, and oh, we should just feel sorry, or we should just blame the police. That day has passed. And anybody on the council, or I think in any form of public life, that turns around and perceives or calls the police guilty before they even have a trial and calls the police guilty where the police have to prove themselves innocent, I think that they not only need to be called out on it, but they need to be publicly called out on it, because something tells me that your average constituent, your average citizen just wants to be left alone. They want to go home. They want to hang out in their yard, hang out at their house, and they don't want to have to fear crime. And if they knew that their council persons, their state reps, their congressmen, senators, if they knew that their elected representatives do not want the police to protect them, I think the elections will be radically different. Now, to the second part of the question and the police have told us time and time and time again that, and we've had the professional studies, and the fun part, and I say that in air quotes sarcastically, the wild part was we actually had to fight to get the complement approved, the recommended, what the professionals told us, what was our complement. We actually had to fight to get that approved because the alt-left couldn't stand the fact that we needed one more police officer. So we actually had to fight to just get the experts approved. But now that we have it, we can push towards the goal. And again, I think that as conservatives, we need to just simply say to the police, to our first responders, what do you need? How much? How soon can you get started on it?
Yeah, I mean, something's got to happen. I mean, if you, God forbid, you wonder what else is coming, and if the you know, if the governor can send in the National Guard, you know, and I know that was asked of one Tennessee lawmaker, and he said, "Well, we're not at that point." I'm wondering, good Lord, what would it take for that to happen? I mean, we got to protect the people. People should not have to live in fear. An entire city of 1.3 million folks in the metropolitan area should not be locked down.
Well, Todd, on that, I agree with you. The only reason I would hesitate on the question of the guard is my objective would not be to create any sense of a police state. Because we all remember in the 1970s in Memphis, the police went on strike, the firefighters went on strike, and literally Memphis closed at 6 o'clock p.m. on summer evening, 7 o'clock. I mean, I can vividly remember nobody on the streets. The objective is not to create a police state or the appearance. The objective of the report is to create a police force by which community policing begins to happen. What happens with community policing is when our officers, and there's enough of them, that what few we have are not racing and responding to calls all the time, and you have enough then all of a sudden to write those speeding tickets, but also to be known in the community so that if anybody's been on 385 or I-40, 240 around Memphis, you know, you're not going to get a speeding ticket very often. Well, there was a day when we were at full complement where you did not speed unless you really wanted a speeding ticket. We had enough police officers that it wasn't a police state, but there was a cop basically there keeping everybody at the speed limit. It is, in my opinion, the Rudy Giuliani theory, and it's kind of the next theory I have. Look, I don't want to ruin some kid's life for a knucklehead decision. But at the end of the day, the rules are the rules and the laws are the laws. Mm-hmm. Gone are the days when Todd and Frank were kids and we feared our parents. We feared our football coaches if they found out from our parents that we had done wrong. The parental structure is damaged in Memphis. So what we have to do is make it still very clear through positive social, through positive police, that there are consequences, that we help the kids get through their life and get through those teenage years without doing knuckleheaded things, get them the right education, get them moving forward. But that requires a certain number of police officers, plus 700 in this case.
Frank, we've got about 30 seconds, and I'd love to get an answer to this, a response, a reaction. The district attorney, the George Soros-style district attorney, we've got Mulroy. That guy looks terrified to me. He looks way far out of his league based on the...
You mean the former U of M law professor?
The law professor.
That's all he's ever done?
Yeah. Do you have any confidence that he's going to be able to go and hit hard with death penalty cases in these two attacks?
I pray he does. And the way I see it, it's on him. My job is to make sure that you are safe. And if somebody breaks the law, they're going to jail. Now, if the district attorney chooses not to prosecute, he is going to have to answer to the state legislature in Tennessee because they have recall and ouster rules. He is also going to have to answer to the voters, unfortunately, in 8 years. But do I have hope? Yes, I hope and pray he does the right thing and prosecutes these two monsters to the fullest extent. Time will tell. All I can say in our time left together is I hope and pray he does. I don't know that I could bring any kind of pressure on him to do it, but I would hope and pray that this is a classic. These are two classic cases of animals that never, ever breathe free air.
I'm with you, and that's what they are, animals. Frank, appreciate the great work that you're doing keeping the people of Memphis safe. Frank Colvett, Jr., thank you, Councilman.
Sir, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. There you go. And we will put a pin in that. When we come back, some crazy audio that has just dropped involving the Lincoln Project now calling for the assassination of Donald John Trump. It's unbelievable. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. So look, the hatred directed at Donald Trump, it's just, you know, it's off the charts. Every single day it just gets worse and worse and worse. And there are a lot of people, yours truly included, who are very concerned about the safety of President Trump. I think the level of vitriol and hate and the lies that have been spewed about this president are going to cause people to go unhinged and try and do something. And that's why they've got to tone down this rhetoric on the left, but they're not going to do that because that's what they want. They want this president to be harmed, physically harmed. The Lincoln Project is a group of well-known people with issues regarding pedophilia. And I'm not going to get into that because it is the lunch hour for people. And you got to eat your bologna sandwich and vienna sausages in peace. But Rick Wilson is probably one of the most detestable human beings on the face of the earth. He was on MSDNC earlier today, just moments ago, really, and he threatened the life of Donald Trump. Take a listen.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
They've got to put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact. Rick Wilson, his words. I want to play it one more time just so we don't misunderstand what he had to say.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
There is no outrage from the left. There is no condemnation. This man has not been banned from MSDNC or CNN. This man has not been ostracized by the Lincoln Project. I'm curious to know if the Secret Service is going to pay this man a visit. He threatened the life of a former president of the United States of America. But again, this is the level of hatred and the level of vitriol that's being directed at Donald Trump every single day. This is one of the reasons why, and a lot of people are stunned when they hear this, Donald Trump is the only president, the only living president who still has a full complement of Secret Service agents. And the reason why he has a full complement of Secret Service agents is because of the death threats that are coming in, not just against him, but the entire former First Family every single day. It's really reprehensible. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
When I graduated from high school, I was making more an hour as a construction worker, bricklayer, than my teachers were making at the time. That was in Missouri. It's a little different in the South.
Just a little bit. That was Gary from Little Rock leaving us a shout out over on the Todd Starnes Show app. You say, how can I get that app? Very simple. Go to ToddStarnes.com and click on the app button, and you'll be able to get it free of charge. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, everybody. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have our friend, the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Dr. Robert Jeffress, also the author of a great book called Encouragement from a Place Called Heaven. Dr. Jeffress, hope you're doing well today.
Doing well, Todd. Great to talk to you.
And, of course, the breaking news, which is really reverberating around the world right now, Dr. Jeffress, the death of Queen Elizabeth II, who is the longest reigning British monarch, and she was also a person who had a deep and abiding faith in God.
And she was unashamed to talk about it, and it wasn't just a commitment to God, it was a commitment to Jesus Christ, and she had a faith that impacted every part of her life, and her homegoing is a great loss, not just for Great Britain, but for the entire world.
And, you know, I remember a story about Billy Graham when he was leading crusades in Great Britain. I believe this is in the 1950s. And Queen Elizabeth was really intrigued, even though the British establishment was really not accepting of Billy Graham. She actually invited him to the castle. They shared meals together, and she asked him for spiritual guidance a time or two.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the television series The Crown did several episodes about the relationship between Billy Graham and the Queen, and I'm told on very good authority that it was accurate.
And I think that may be the same authority I have, and I concur with that information. Oh, my goodness. Pastor Robert Jeffers is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Pastor, one of the things that we've been dealing with in Memphis, Tennessee, where our show is originates from, we've just been crushed by violent crime. And it's something that's happening in major cities around the nation. And a couple of weeks ago, someone sent me a copy of a sermon that was delivered by Ed Young Sr., the Second Baptist Church in Houston. And he was really forthright in the pulpit and called out the politicians who were responsible and said, you got to throw the bums out. I was just refreshingly surprised to see that kind of language coming from a church house. But I think that's an important thing for the church to do, engage the culture.
Absolutely. And I have a new book coming out called 18 Minutes with Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus said it very clearly. He said, you are to be salt in this world. You know, salt was a preservative in Jesus' day. It didn't prevent the decay of meat, but it delayed the decay. It gave the meat longer before it had to be thrown out. And Jesus said one of our functions is to be a preservative, to push back against evil. And it's very important for Christians to do that. And Todd, everything we talk about on your show, whether it's forcing the transgender agenda down people's throat, sexual immorality, disobedience to the police, and the prevailing rot in our culture, I don't blame non-Christians for that. I blame Christians who refuse to stand for the truth and push back against evil.
You know, that is interesting that you say that, because a lot of churches have just been AWOL on these issues. They don't want to talk about the destruction of their society. And I guess that's one of the reasons I was so impressed that Pastor Young did that, because those are issues that need to be addressed in the pulpit.
And they're biblical issues. I mean, Romans 13 says we're to obey the governing authorities, like police or ministers of God for good, to punish evildoers. And yes, I know there's some bad policemen. My brother was a sergeant in the Dallas Police Force for 30 years. He said there were some bad apples, but the good ones far outweigh the bad ones. And we need to show respect to law enforcement. We need to support them every way we can. And we need to teach our children not to resist them.
You know, you mentioned the culture at large. And there is a story from Newsmax about a children's cartoon series called Peppa Pig. I am not familiar. Porky Pig was our pork of choice back in the day. But Peppa Pig, a very popular cartoon series, now featuring the first same-sex couple in the cartoon series meant for children. Dr. Jeffers, why should this concern moms and dads?
Well, it's part of an indoctrination program, and it's going all around us. It's coming from all sides, from television, from movies, from schools. I'm very familiar with Peppa Pig because of my five-year-old grandchildren. Todd, just on Labor Day, I took them to see a movie. It was a cartoon, Super Pet Heroes, I think was the title of it. It's about the pets of Superman and Batman and so forth. I thought this is going to be harmless. I mean, we sit there, and one of the first scenes is Superman's walking through Central Park, and there are two lesbians kissing under a tree in Central Park. And then he invites Lois Lane to come over and spend the night. They're not married yet. And, I mean, it's just coming at everyone. And we need to stand up and push back. We need to be willing to call good, good, and evil, evil. We need to say without hesitating or stuttering that homosexuality, fornication, adultery, these are all sins and sins with consequences.
Pastor Robert Jeffress is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Pastor, you've got a book out. You've got a new book coming out soon. I don't know how you find time to write all of these, but the book, Encouragement from a Place Called Heaven. Give us a nutshell of what this book is all about.
Well, a few years ago, you were nice enough to interview me about my original book, A Place Called Heaven, which answered the 10 most frequently asked questions about heaven. This new book is a gift book, Encouragement from a Place Called Heaven. It has inspiring quotes and Bible verses about heaven, nice pictures and photographs, and it's a great book to give somebody who may be going through the loss, maybe the loss of a loved one, maybe being a loss of their health or a job, something that will help them and encourage them to fix their hope on the certainty of heaven. So it's a gift book, it's easy to read, and it's a great gift to give somebody, maybe share your faith with in a non-condemning way.
I love it. And folks, we have a direct link to the book over on our live show blog, Encouragement from a Place Called Heaven. And many of you have already started your holiday shopping. You know, it's funny, Dr. Jeffress, I had to go to the drugstore yesterday, and my drugstore is in the same shopping center as the Hobby Lobby. They're already putting up the Christmas stuff. Can you believe it? Can we not wait till, you know, after Halloween and Thanksgiving? But, you know, it is what it is.
And for a shameless plug, you can get my new book, 18 Minutes with Jesus, at every Hobby Lobby in America starting October 4th.
Hey, that's a pretty good deal right there. So I'll be looking out for that the next time I'm down at the Hobby Lobby.
The drugstore.
Exactly. All right, Dr. Jeffress, we always appreciate your wise words, and congratulations on the new book project.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Todd.
All right, Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church, what a great pastor. And, you know, he was a longtime advisor, spiritual advisor to President Trump, and prayed for him and gave him spiritual counsel a time or two, really more than that. But in his heart, he's a pastor. And that church, even though it's a very large church in Dallas, Texas, it feels like a small town church. And you guys know what I'm talking about. All right, look, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. You know, we were mentioning that the pastor was on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All of our guests are on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we are so excited about our partnership with Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. I made the switch a long time ago, and I am so glad I did. And one of the reasons why is Patriot Mobile is out there fighting for our freedom. And you say, well, how are they doing that? They're a mobile phone company. Yeah, they are. But they're taking a lot of their profits and they're investing those profits into organizations that are fighting back against these school boards. As a matter of fact, NBC News actually said that Patriot Mobile has been incredibly effective in flipping these liberal school boards back to conservatives, standing up for parental rights. And so when you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, that's what you're going to be supporting. That's how you're going to be helping the cause. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That is their website. Again, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Now look, use my promo code Todd. They're going to give you free activation. They're going to give you a free gift. If you're a veteran or a first responder, you got to tell them that, and they're going to give you an additional discount. It's because that's how cool they are. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, and use the promo code Todd. All right, let's head over to the telephones. Shall we do that, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Grace, what was that look for? What was that all about?
Nothing.
Well, you're rolling the eyes.
I was not rolling the
eyes.
Oh,
by the way, guess what? We got a delivery downstairs.
Yes,
from Beloved Cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
It looks like salted caramel.
I think it is. It had a package of caramel, so I would assume.
Did it have a straw? Did it come with a straw?
No, you're supposed to drizzle it over the cheesecake.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do? I had no idea.
Drink it.
All right. So, but you're in charge of the food preparation?
Yes.
Good.
Because that's why I'm rolling the eyes. I'm like, let's go. Let's
you're
keep
also the Todd Stern Show homemaker.
I'm the only freaking woman here.
That's right. And
de facto.
So you handle the preparation of lunch.
Default.
And the meal.
I'm just the woman here.
All right.
Help. SOS.
All right, I'm in so much trouble now. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Rico in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, Rico, what's going on?
Working for myself as a high school dropout.
Get out of it. Is that right? So tell me what kind of a business you have.
Well, I do mortgage bank inspection, so security work for mortgage companies, do a nationwide service. I've been in the industry about 13 years, but I've personally been in business independently for six.
Is that right?
Had contractors and subs work for me in six states. Been one of the top companies listed throughout the process for years now. So, yeah, I mean, I left in ninth grade. After that, I got married really early. Didn't ever have any kids, but raised enough of them, I should have been a father. So, you know, you live life the best you can, you do what you can, and pieces fall where they may. Keep your faith, and it'll work out.
And Rico, it certainly sounds like it did for you. Was there a lot of, I mean, again, was there a learning curve to get to where you are now?
Well, yeah, I spent about 15 years doing commercial floor covering work, putting specific vinyls and floor covering in hospitals and operating theaters and you name it. I've probably been in any of the buildings you can think of in downtown Atlanta doing specialized flooring. They only have a few crews that can handle that kind of stuff. So, yeah, in the industry, I'd say I learned a lot. Prior to getting into this, really nothing to learn other than a lot of book work to get into this.
Well, I'll be. So you're a self-learned man.
Yeah, and I can honestly say way before this in my world of getting into construction and this kind of work, I was a manager for Radio Shack. Way back when Radio Shack was really big and growing, I was the youngest manager in Tandy Corporation history for any of their companies that they owned at the time. I was 19 the day I walked into my store at Peachtree Corners outside of Atlanta before my store was finished. To tell you how long ago it was, I walked in with a briefcase in one hand and a bag phone in the other.
Is that right? Rico, I remember. No, you're right. Radio Shack used to be the jam. I mean, long before, you know, you had service merchandise and then Circuit City and all those.
Oh, yeah.
But I got my very first computer when I was a kid. I was like in junior high school and got the TRS-80. You remember that?
We don't have them. We're independent. I'm sorry. I'm actually working, talking to a new contractor. Thank you, sir. So, yeah, you know, I remember being in competition with all those box stores back then.
And back in the day.
They just grew too big and too fast and, you know, a little misguided leadership here and there. And they went the way of the dodo, as they say.
Well, Rico, I appreciate you calling, and congratulations, and good on you, sir. It sounds like you've really done well for yourself, and we just wish you the best, and thanks for listening to the program. Let's go to Kentucky, Pastor John on the line. Pastor, what's on your mind this fine day?
Hey there, Mr. Stearns. I'm going to make this a real quick question for you, and I'll listen for your response. Love the show. Love your gatekeeper, Grace, there. First of all, the question I was going to ask for you, we're supposed to have a red tsunami come this November, and hopefully it'll apply to all the local levels. But a lot of us are concerned that somehow, some way, they're going to cheat and take this election away from us. And the second question is, that you talked about the National Guard. I know Tennessee has a constitutional militia called the Tennessee State Defense Forces, and why don't you guys activate them, and that's on a smaller scale, before the National Guard. Thanks, Todd. God bless you. Love you, brother.
All right. Well, thank you, Pastor. Tennessee has what they call the State Guard, and that could be activated. I mean, I understand. I hear what the city councilman was saying, and nobody seems to like that idea. But my concern is public safety. And you talk about we're talking about people and protecting people, but we also need to be talking about protecting businesses. You know, Memphis is a top tourist town. We're talking about Graceland. We're talking about Beale Street, the Memphis Zoo. There are a lot of tourist destinations. People coming to Memphis, we're on the river. It is a place where people love to come and vacation and have a good time. They're not going to do that if they think they're walking into a war zone. You've got billions of dollars worth of investments going up right now across downtown Memphis. And I think a lot of those business owners are going to have second thoughts, knowing that there's a good chance their place of business, there could be they could be in a shooting zone, or their employees, their workers are going to be in danger just trying to get to and from work. So from a business and economic standpoint, yeah, it is a major concern. And they got to get a handle on this. But let me say something about the criminal element in Memphis and beyond. If you are 10 or 11 years old and you're committing felonies, that's not only on the kid, that's on mommy and daddy. Where are the parents here? When I was growing up back in the 1970s, if I did something wrong at school, I knew I was going to get in trouble, and then I knew I was going to get it even worse when I got home. And the reason why? The teacher was calling my mom, and the teacher was calling dad, and there was a price to pay. And I don't think that's happening nowadays. Nowadays, the teacher calls the parent and says, hey, little Johnny did something wrong. The parent fires back, okay, what did you do? What did you do to instigate it? And the poor teachers are caught in the crosshairs. It's a terrible situation being a school teacher these days, because they're the ones that they're catching it from management, administrators, and they're catching it from the parents and the little hellions, the children, the spawn of Satan. But anyway, all I can tell you, folks, pray for Memphis. It's a tragedy. And I wouldn't wish this on anybody. And that's why we've been talking about it. You just need to be aware. Elections have consequences. You remember that come November. All right, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow, back in the saddle again. Going to have a great show for you. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Program.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.